In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In our day and age, far too many people have a picture of Jesus that has been distorted. I call this the Care Bear Jesus. Jesus meek and mild. Jesus who is Mr. Rogers, complete with the sweater and everything. And he's all forgiving, all loving, doesn't ask anything of us, just wants to give us a great big hug. Now, let's be clear, our Lord is merciful. If we repent, he will forgive us. He seeks after the lost sheep, certainly. But our Lord is also, and he says this of himself, because who is he talking about here in this parable? He's talking about himself. He is the master. And we are the servants, that he is a demanding person who harvests where he did not plant and gathers where he did not scatter. Our Lord is generous, but he expects us to do things with the gifts that he gives us and not to go out and follow the latest fad and make sure the environment is all clean and all sorts of stuff like that. What he expects us to do is to provide fruits of holiness and righteousness. And that is the fruit, the interest from the talents that he gives us. It's very funny then, because the talent doesn't refer to an ability, it refers to a bar of precious metal. So that's a lot of money right there. Talents. But in our language, it also refers to abilities. So it's kind of a happy coincidence. What does God give us? He gives us everything. God gives us everything down to our existence. Everything is a gift from God. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to seek pleasure? Are you going to seek to do your own thing? Or the thing that everyone else seems to think is new and cool and wow? Or are you going to do God's will? It is by doing God's will and obeying his commandments and working on holiness that we produce fruit from what God has given us. And we will be judged not on how big our 401k is or your credit score or anything like that, but on what you have done with what God has given us. And the nice thing about Jesus being merciful is it's never too late to try. You could have wasted your entire life up till now. But if you turn from your sin and turn to him, that is sufficient. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.